You're listening to Georgie tonight, right across BBC Local Radio in England and the Channel Islands. And we're talking about the joy of the cassette tape because it's making a bit of a resurgence. But I want to share with you a little story of one particular cassette tape. It's made quite an incredible resurgence itself, actually. Think back to 1990. Well, Carola Bear from Surrey was living in San Francisco and happened to record some music onto a cassette. And I'll let you hear from her what happened next. Hello, Carola.
Hello there. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. So tell me, this cassette made 20 years ago was...
Well, 27 years ago.
So nearly 30 years ago. What happened to it?
I actually have no idea. I was in San Francisco and I used to record music on a four-track and mix it down to stereo. And I was a musician. I shared the cassettes with other musicians. And obviously, I must have given it to someone and it must have traveled to Portland, Oregon, because I've never been to Portland.
Oh, is that where it was found?
It was found in Portland, Oregon, so it would have come from San Francisco, and it was found in a Goodwill charity shop, and the finder is a collector of music, and picked it up and listened to it and absolutely loved it, and found me on Facebook.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
He contacted me.
And what has happened since then?
Well, he loved the cassette and he wanted to make a vinyl recording of it, a record. He played it to some contacts of his because he has a record label and he has contacts in New York and L.A. And he asked if he could digitally remix and remaster the cassette. And, of course, I agreed because the cassettes were sitting in a shoebox in my house. He didn't know if it was a one-off or if I was even alive. And I have a few other cassettes left from that time frame when I recorded it. And he wanted to actually possess those, so I sent them to him.
And what's going to happen to them now? Because am I right in thinking you've been signed to a record label?
Yes, we signed a 3-year records contract.
This is madness, Carola.
Absolutely, complete madness, yeah. I couldn't have written it better.
So will you record as your voice is now, 27 years on? How's
no,
it going to
no,
work?
No, he's actually just going to remix the music as is. He's not going to re-record it. It's going to be taken from the cassettes. That's why he wanted the original cassettes. And he's got the technology to remix and remaster it and put it onto vinyl.
Oh, this is madness.
And he thinks it's good enough to do that.
Oh, this is three-year deal is just amazing.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
What has happened to you in the last 27 years?
Well, I was recording music. I lived in San Francisco, and but then I had children, and I took about a 12-year break, really, from music.
Yeah, yeah.
I wanted to be with the children and I loved the children and it sort of went to the back burner and I never thought I would go back into music.
So what did you think when you got contacted and they said they discovered these
cassettes? Well, first I thought it was a joke, but he could list the songs and I thought, these are actually my songs. And then it was a very long email he sent to me, he explained everything. So it was definitely genuine and of course I contacted him and that was about 6-7 weeks ago now. And we've been emailing back and forth. I have since made copies of the tapes, put them onto iTunes and sent him the cassettes.
Oh, I think this is amazing.
Yeah.
So what happens now?
Wait for the vinyl, I suppose. Wait for the vinyl.
Okay.
I don't have the cassettes anymore. I sent them all to him.
Oh,
I have digital copies now.
Yeah.
And he collects the cassettes. He wanted those. And... yeah, he's going to pay for the vinyl and the distribution and the cover and do the artwork and everything.
My word. Well, we will watch and wait then in which case, Carola.
Yeah, it's quite shocking because I don't know how it got to Oregon. I would love to know how it got to Oregon because it travelled. And that's hundreds of miles from San Francisco.
That's been on a road trip, hasn't it? That's been in somebody's vehicle listening to you all the way to Oregon.
To thank the person. Thank you for not putting it in the bin and actually giving it to a charity shop.
Oh, fantastic. And listen, did you used to make mixtapes of other people's music?
No, this was...
purely you.
I am a musician and I recorded my own music and I would put different compilation cassettes together and looking for other musicians to play or give it to friends and things. Mostly looking for other musicians to connect with.
Oh, well, I think it's wonderful.
Always looking for the right musicians to connect with.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we will wait for that vinyl and goodness knows what's going to happen. It's rather exciting.
Yes, very exciting. Oh,
well, listen, thanks for taking time out and chatting to me on the show tonight, Carola.
Well, let's just one more thing quickly. Mm. So I am still doing music. I did take the 12 years off and I've come back to music and I've recently formed a band called Quiet Wish. And we are a Woking bass band and we're still playing. And we've decided to do a couple of these songs from the cassettes. And they're coming out lovely because now I actually have a band to play them.
Superb. Well, I think that's wonderful. Thanks again.
No, it's wonderful chatting with you. Thank you.
Oh, lovely stuff. Carola Bear, watch out for that name. She's going to be on vinyl shortly. Can't wait.